Okay, so how did I get here? Well, I finished both of my bachelor's and master's degree in computer science here at KIT. And during my master's course, I very much try to focus on cryptography and IT security. So naturally, when it came time to write my master's thesis, I also was looking for a topic in that direction. And at that time, the chair of privacy and security was quite new at KIT, so no one really knew about them. Well, then they advertised one of their topics over the crypto mailing list, and well, that's how I found out about them. And although I kind of came to them by accident, I very much enjoyed my topic, and indeed, I enjoyed it so much that I just stayed on and continued my research. What am I doing at the moment? Currently, I'm focusing on the Signal instant messaging app and especially on Signal's group management. So imagine you're in a Signal group, then of course you need a way to learn who the other group members are, and also maybe you want to add group members and or remove them again. And for that, Signal has actually come up with a pretty clever protocol where group membership is managed by a central server, but that server actually doesn't learn who the group members are. But what we found that it does learn is a members index within the membership list. Imagine you're trying to access the group membership list, then the server learns that you are, for example, the second member within the group. And now, if you later come again and want to do some other operation, then the server learns, that has been the same user as before. And of course, this can be a privacy risk, so we're trying to improve the situation. And to do so, we first need to formalize which information actually is disclosed. Then we're trying to propose an improved protocol. And then we can use our formalization to rigorously prove that our protocol is actually better than the state of the art. Okay, so what are my research goals and plan for the future? Well, in general, I do want to understand the particularities of anonymous group communication. For example, what is the privacy sensitive information there, and what are the challenges in trying to protect it? Of course, also, I do want to use this knowledge to build better protocols. Because, I mean, as you know, most people use group communication every day, for example, with Signal, as we talked about, but also Slack or Microsoft Teams. And at that kind of scale, the existing solutions for anonymous group communication simply wouldn't work. So we do need to come up with better protocols in the future.